There is a character in the movie Crimes of the Heart with a quirky trait of looking at vulgar pictures of grotesque medical skin conditions to punish herself. I never understood that until I had teenage children. I tend to punish myself by anticipating the absolute worst possible scenario, so I won't ever be surprised. A superstitious preemptive strike. When my children call me, I break into a cold sweat and automatically assume that they have been abducted by the Taliban, strangled by a boa constrictor, or have fallen into a mine shaft. But usually, they're calling because I forgot to pack their lunch money. Conversely, I love a prank. My son has developed a keen sense of prankiness to the degree that I never know when he is in prank mode or not. Late one night, he called and said I needed to speak to the police because he had been at a party and the police showed up. I erroneously assumed he was teasing and told the officer, still thinking it was Edward, that this would be a wonderful opportunity to spend some time in the pokey, and then I hung up. As we anticipate the next step in our son's education, I remember a speech where Shug Gage suggested that a gap year is recommended, especially for boys, after high school and before college. But what I want to know is how can a 46-year-old housewife sign up for a gap year? In 1991, when my son was entering kindergarten, I wrote a letter to my friend, Margaret Higgins Mayo, who then worked at Cape Fear Academy, and the following letter, which I will read, ended up in the alumni newsletter. Dear Miss Higgins, upon careful reflection of the educational opportunities facing our son Edward, I thought I would take this time to illustrate examples of how Cape Fear Academy could better appeal to new families like ours. First, I feel that the students should wear some type of school uniform. A pajama style would work best for us. Often it is difficult to perform our morning routine in a timely manner, and if we could parlay our bedwear into daywear, it would be most acceptable. Second, I feel that the rebel mascot is outdated. May I suggest frogs? I am particularly fond of frogs. They only croak and occasionally ribbit. The various shades of frog green are also quite complementary to my fair complexion. Third, I feel that a wake-up call service should be provided to all families upon request. Since you seem to be so perky and vivid in the mornings, I think that you would be best qualified to perform this duty. Fourth, the cafeteria should offer prepared breakfast items and dinners to be picked up by parents in the drive-through lanes. In case you are wondering why I feel entitled to make such requests, it is because I have earned the right. First, I was the morning announcements girl at the aforementioned Cape Fear Academy. Second, I once had a Gucci pocketbook. And third, I also guessed the correct number of gumballs in the jar at Jessica Tilton's birthday party. Please have your people get back to my people as soon as possible, because Leland Country Day School is trying to woo us.